This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Rory McIlroy isn't quite a household name yet, but he's already being compared to Tiger Woods. McIlroy won the U.S. Open in Bethesda, Maryland yesterday. It was the first major championship for the 22-year-old from Northern Ireland. USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan witnessed the triumph and joins us now from our Washington studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So this is an historic game in a couple of ways, I do believe, beginning with the score.
Absolutely right. Almost perfect performance, Renee, in a sport that doesn't lend itself to perfect performances. Rory McIlroy only had 3 bogeys and 1 double bogey over 4 days of golf. Just unheard of. He lapped the field, 16 under par, the lowest score ever at a U.S. Open. And they've been playing these for 111 years. He set 15 records in all. You know, he's only 5'9", he's 160 pounds, but he has a very smooth swing, a textbook swing. At 22, he's 13 and a half years younger than his hero, Tiger Woods. But he watched him as a boy, noticed and fell in love with Tiger's intensity, the motto, no lead is big enough. And then he put that into play at Congressional. He led wire to wire. That is so difficult to do at a U.S. Open, traditionally the toughest of the 4 majors each year. Only the 3rd player in U.S. Open history to shoot 4 rounds in the 60s, and that all led to an 8-stroke victory.
And at the Masters in early April, interestingly, though, McIlroy's experience was entirely different. He lost a 4-stroke lead with a final round score of 80. What did he do differently this time?
It's a great question. It's a fascinating study in how to self-correct, and for a 22-year-old, in 2.5 months. Some wondered if he'd be scarred for some time because of this performance. His head was in his arm. He was hiding his face. It was just a total meltdown. But he wasn't even scarred, as it turns out, for a season on the calendar. You know, all of this has been contained in spring. Rory McIlroy spent a week dissecting the trouble. He did great interviews afterwards, didn't shy away from it, dealt with it in a dignified manner. That was a big deal. And then he let it go. He said, what's the big deal? And he found out he was tentative rather than free-flowing, and he said he would never play defensively again. And 2.5 months later, we got a chance to see that.
And Tiger Woods missed this Open with injuries to his left knee and Achilles tendon. But we've already made the comparison. It's inevitable. Tiger, Rory, Rory, Tiger. How do they compare?
Well, certainly both had great early victories in their careers. Tiger Woods won the Masters at age 21 in 1997. Now Rory, the youngest U.S. Open winner in 88 years. But he's no Tiger Woods. Tiger is or was a cultural phenomenon with 14 major titles. Rory's a very promising golfer with 1. But he's so much that Tiger is not, Renee. He's refreshing, approachable, grounded. I think that the sport of golf's been through a lot in the last year and a half with the personal and the professional downfall of Tiger Woods. And if McIlroy is the future of golf, I think the sport is in extremely good hands.
Well, yeah, speaking of the sort of person he is, Rory McIlroy went on a humanitarian mission to Haiti last week while other golfers were practicing for the Open. Makes his win even maybe that much more impressive.
And he said the perspective he gained there in Haiti, seeing how difficult it is there, of course, still, he's got a chance to meet children and talk to them and go to maternity wards and schools. He said that gave him the perspective that, my goodness, he gets to play a game for a living. So much learning so much about himself at age 22, and the greatest thing about him is Twitter picture. It's now Rory McIlroy with a little girl from Haiti, and he said he wants to go back and see her again.
Christine, thanks very much.
Renee, thank you.
Christine Brennan is a sports columnist for USA Today.